Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope podcast with your host, Jason. Shane and I have the opportunity to interview some really, really cool people. And today we come from another international place. Today we're interviewing Tiffany Taylor all the way from Thailand. And she gives some really cool nuggets of just some really cool things to work on. So I think if you listen in and really take to heart what she has to say, you'll definitely learn something today.
You absolutely will. She is a coach, and she really, when in our discussion, I learned some things that I will use in my life, and I know that you will too if you listen in. So here you go, Tiffany Taylor.
Welcome to the Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope podcast with your host, Jason. And we are so excited today to have Tiffany Taylor with us. She comes all the way from Thailand, right? That's where you're at right now.
Yep.
Awesome. We are so excited. We've been trying to get this figured out for a while now. Tiffany's a coach, and she does a lot of coaching and whatnot with her clients. But we're so excited to have her come and just share some really cool things. Insights that she has, and some of the struggles also that she's gone through. So Tiffany, welcome to our show. If you wouldn't mind just kind of introducing yourself a little bit to our audience so they can get to know you a little bit, that'd be great.
Sure. Thank you guys so much for having me on. Hello, everyone. I'm Coach Tiffany Taylor. I'm a productivity and business coach, and I help my clients overcome self-sabotage, like procrastination, or when you go to the kitchen instead of being at your laptop and you find something to do. I help my clients overcome that so they can make the most out of their time, their attention, and their energy. Awesome. Usually that means scaling their business, because I work with a lot of business owners as well.
That's so great. Yeah, we're super excited, and especially some of the stuff that, you know, happened to you in your background. You know, if you wouldn't mind just kind of talking about, you know, maybe some of the struggles and things that you shared with me in a conversation that we had, and just kind of how you dealt with those and kind of worked through those as you were working to become a coach, where you're at right now.
Right. So at an early age, I was diagnosed with both ADHD and anxiety. And for anxiety, I was diagnosed in the 98th percentile for the States, which is pretty high. But because of how I was raised, I had to put myself in a position to figure things out very early on. So I had to grow up very young. And by the age of 15, I got my first job. And I also graduated high school at that age, which completely goes against what I just said, right? How does this ADHD kid that's highly anxious find a way to graduate high school early if she can't organize her own time? So what I realized early on is, okay, I have this disability, whatever they want to call it, this disorder. What can I do to compensate? I said, I'm not going to let that get in the way, and I'll do anything to be the opposite of what they're telling me. I'm going to prove them wrong, right? The typical architect, yeah. I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
So I started obsessing at an early age around the idea of productivity and getting things done, aligning my perception of time with the reality of time, because everyone perceives time differently, but we all know it. There's just one constant. So aligning myself there, understanding how long different tasks take, and also understanding how to focus on demand and manipulate my energy. I wasn't in a position to wake up in the morning and say, I don't feel like doing anything today. It wasn't until I was in my mid-20s where I had the fortune and the comfort of being able to do that and letting go. No matter what was happening, I had to wake up every day. I would wake up 5-6 in the morning, and I would go about my day. I was managing a restaurant by the age of 16. Wow. And then I was also in college at 16. So 17 credit hours, and then 35 to 40 hours a week managing a restaurant. You don't have space for bad days or for lazy days. There's none of that. And there's no such thing as weekends either. So I had to be pretty switched on all the time, and learning how to navigate that so that I didn't burn out, and so that I wasn't letting my grade slip, and so that I was continuing to get raises in the company I was working for. It took a lot of personal development work. It took a lot of learning, and that's what I love to teach my clients now.
So did you just decide you were going to get into this, that you just wanted to learn all of the things, and then eventually you just decided, hey, since I know all this, I'm just going to start teaching other people?
Great question. So no, I didn't just decide. But what was amazing is working at a restaurant and then starting to manage it. I was the director of operations of that restaurant by the time I was 17. I had a staff of 60 employees under me. And what I loved about it so much, and the reason I grew in the company so fast, is because I loved developing people. Yeah. Being a manager is developing people, teaching them, showing them what books to read, teaching them new ways of thinking, teaching them how to be coachable. So coaching is very much built into that role. I then became the sales director for a cosmetic company. And then after that, I was operations manager for a coffee company after that in a multinational. So coaching was always built into my roles. And it's what the essence of what I loved about the companies I worked for. It was just managing people and being around people. And being that coaching was so involved, I just, that's really all I wanted to focus on. I figured might as well enjoy, build a career out of something I enjoy the most and help people develop themselves. And that's where coaching kind of came along.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love helping people too. And I think Shane and I, that's kind of our natural tendency is to help people. And so yeah, that's definitely it, right? Helping people to find growth within themselves and find the things that maybe they don't think they're good at and bringing those to light and really letting them shine. Right. I think you kind of mentioned it, right. Your big thing is dealing with self-sabotage. So can you talk about that a little bit and kind of how sometimes we often do self-sabotage ourselves and for whatever reason?
Absolutely. So I think the challenging thing with self-sabotage is not everyone's aware of what it is. And that's a challenge for me, especially the group coaching program I have going out. So self-sabotage, I call it the suite of self-sabotage. So self-sabotage could be procrastination. When you say you're going to do something right now, but then we'll do it a little bit later. I'll do it in an hour. We'll do it tomorrow or the next day. It'll happen when it happens. Then you have perfectionism. Well, it's not ready yet. It's not perfect yet. I just need to make a couple more tweaks or a couple more changes to this website. Or it's just this art piece isn't quite ready yet. Let me just fix it a little bit more. That's also self-sabotage. Imposter syndrome. Mm. Who am I to be doing this anyways?
Right.
Why me? Why would anyone trust me? Why not someone else? Why not some expert? This is self-sabotage. Sitting down at your laptop about to, I don't know, again, make changes to your website. But then you remember that you have something in the fridge that might taste good to you right now. So you go in the kitchen and then you eat the snack and then you realize, well, the shelves in the fridge aren't clean. You should clean them. So you do that right then. And then you remember that it's laundry day. So you should go to the laundry. You see where this is going? And then it just keeps going on and on and on. So this is also self-sabotage. Self-sabotage can also, we have creative names for it, like treating yourself. This is a good key to me that someone's sabotaging. So for example, you're making healthier choices and making healthier changes to your diet, but then some occasion comes up, a birthday or a celebration of some sort, and you say, well, I'm just going to treat myself to this today. It's just today. That's usually self-sabotage as well, falling back on old habits. So I really help business owners overcome all of these things. They usually all come together.
Yeah.
Working through that is really important productivity because you can have the most beautiful, gorgeous, color-coded online calendar and still not be getting anything done. And what's worse is you can feel like you're working all day, every day. You can feel like you're really grinding, but then a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, you feel like you're just walking in circles and you have no idea what you've actually accomplished. So starting at the root of self-sabotage and then working to manage your attention, time, energy, and focus after that is what's important.
Oh, that's really cool. So tell us, how did you end up in Thailand?
Oh, okay. So Thailand is a love of mine. I came to Thailand the first time in 2016 to learn Muay Thai kickboxing.
Oh, cool.
So I did a training camp for nearly six months out here in 2016. Absolutely fell in love with it. I was just backpacking at that time. So I left, went back to the States, went back to college, got my corporate job with the coffee company, and I had that calling to come back to Thailand. And it's just intuition. I can't explain. Like it's really crazy when I think about it because I out of nowhere had the idea, I'm gonna book a one-way ticket to Thailand. I don't know what's gonna happen from there. And then I did it and I landed December 26th, 2019. And then COVID was announced December 28th, 2019.
Yeah.
And I thought I would be here to train Muay Thai, but I snapped my ACL in my knee 2 weeks after erupting. So you can't train after that.
Yeah.
And then I was hit by a car right when borders were closing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yep. So I was hit by a car. I thought, we need to make a decision right now. Borders are closing. Am I staying? Am I going? I'm watching what's happening in the States. And I thought that's probably not the best place to be. And I was also advised by the consulate here that staying would probably be in my best interest. So I decided to make Thailand my home. I've been here for 14 months now. I'm living on this gorgeous island called Koh Phangan. And it's just, it's unreal. Magic. Pure magic.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures and stuff that you post and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, okay. I got to go to Thailand, apparently.
Should be on everyone's list.
Yeah, totally. I'm down.
Yeah, I'll send you the drone shots when I get them back. And just in the backyard, some friends came over. We took some drone shots. It looks like what you would see in commercials, like travel commercials. It's just right here. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy. I was going to say, you know, so how does one, because you've had some pretty difficult things, you know, that you've shared with me that's happened in your life and certain things that you've dealt with or whatever. So how do you deal with those difficult situations that you're faced with as you're trying to stay productive or, you know, moving forward, not self-sabotaging yourself because of these things that maybe come up and get in your way that you know are roadblocks or whatever? How do you then deal with those, or how did you deal with them when they came up?
So there's two ways to deal with hardships. There's the I cannot handle this right now, just for survival reasons. I cannot manage this right now, and you bottle everything up and you tuck it away on a shelf until you're in a position where you can be stable and you're able to handle it. The brain's ability to do this is unparalleled. And I was in a position at those times, if you're referring to the time where I was homeless or anything along those lines. Right. Yeah, that was a very serious case of I need to bottle this up and figure it out or else I'll be on the street. So is that the healthiest way? No, but if you're asking about survival, that's absolutely the way I handled it at the time. I don't do that any longer. I have the fortune to be a lot more comfortable. Any hardships that come up, I had a really tough week last night to do with family back home. And the way I handled it was completely opposite. Yes, I want to be productive. Yes, I had a lot going on in my business, but I was very patient with myself, understanding that my emotions are valid. And I thought, what can I do to manipulate my energy right now? What can I do to channel this sadness or this anger or this resentment? What can I do to channel this in a positive light? So I looked back and I thought, what are my outlets? Okay, Muay Thai is an outlet. I haven't trained Muay Thai in a year because of the injury, but I went right to a Muay Thai gym and let it out. And it felt amazing. What else did I do? I focused on my breathing exercises, it's funny because we breathe all day, but when you ask people to go sit down and breathe for 10 minutes, it sounds like some big task. We're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I used to do it all the time with clients. They're like, 10 minutes of breathing is a long time. I tell them I meditate for an hour and a half. They're like, how do you just breathe? I'm like, you do it all day. Yeah. So focusing on breathing is really important. Meditating and just taking in time. When you're going through a hardship, you're going to want to escape your thoughts. But in reality, you have to do the opposite. You have to go into them deeper and allow them to be felt and just grow through the pain, not just go through it and let it happen, but really grow through it. Dive into personal development, dive into personal health, and find something to pour all of your energy into. Make a big goal for yourself and go all the way with it. And you really find a lot of strength through that technique.
That's awesome. I really liked that you said that your emotions are valid. I think too often we all say these aren't valid and we just sort of shove them to the side and then we don't grow through them like you were just saying. So I think it is, I think it's awesome how you said that. I've heard you talk a lot about having values, that each person has to know their value and those things. Can you talk a little bit about that to our listeners?
Absolutely. So value, these all go together, right? Goal setting, they all, and I have to explain, so they all go together. Goal setting is really important And I think a lot of people try to start by setting goals and then they end up feeling out of alignment or they don't follow through with their goals. And then they take guilt on for that, when in reality, maybe the goals weren't aligned with their values to start with. So I think it's really important that you start everything you do, even starting coaching with me, know what your values are first. Some people value achievement. Some people value significance. Some people value freedom. Some people value travel. Some people value family more than anything. There's different amounts. I mean, everyone has values of some sort, but knowing which ones are the most important to you will help you direct your goals in alignment with those so that you're more likely to carry through with them. Your values are kind of like your guiding compass, trying to decide where you want to go. And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, I wonder what my values are. If you're the kind of person that enjoys taking fun quizzes, best way, just nail it right now. Just type in personal values quiz and you'll find a few free ones online. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, yeah, also has a really good exercise available online for free. And he just has a list of maybe 50 or 100 personal values. You can circle your top 10 and then narrow it there to 5. And that's a really good way to find out what your top values are. You really want to make sure that not only are your goals in line with your values, but also your calendar. A lot of what I do is productivity work, right? Time management's the last part I usually teach, but when it comes to time management, it's values-based time management. If you strongly value friends, family, social life, and your calendar is time block work, and you don't leave any time for that, you're gonna start sabotaging yourself because you're out of line with your values. And if you're not recognizing that that's what the sabotage is coming from, you're going to lose confidence and self-trust in the process.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. And I think it values, sometimes we don't think oftentimes about what our values are because, you know, we're busy doing other things. And then also one of the things maybe I want to talk or ask you about is, how do you find value in yourself? Because I think sometimes we maybe don't find value in ourselves. We think that, oh, I'm never going to accomplish that goal, or I'm never going to get that thing done because I can't do it, or whatever. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that. How do we find that value in ourselves, that self-worth, if you want to call it?
Mm-hmm. So a great way of doing this is finding examples and finding role models. Find examples of people who did achieve the goal you're interested in. Find people who did not achieve the goal you're interested in and try to gauge yourself between that. An example I like to show here is, did you guys know the story of the 4-minute mile?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For the listeners who don't know, there were years and years and years of recorded, maybe decades of recorded history on how fast people could run the mile. And it was always assumed that no one could run a mile in 4 minutes. And eventually one day it was done. Someone ran a 4-minute mile and it was just, it was amazing. The world was shocked and stunned. And it was so incredible until just 6 months later, someone else did the same thing. And then someone else did it and someone else did it. And now it's considered very possible. And the reason that's important is because I want you to think about your goal right now and think about, if you think it's impossible, you need to find someone who's done it first. They figured out a lot along the way. Try to find a way to have a conversation with this person. Send an email, send a LinkedIn connection, send a video message on Instagram. With social media, it's so easy to get in contact with anyone today. But find someone who broke your 4-minute mile and find out what it takes. Find out how you can give yourself an edge. The reality is, we can do anything we want on this planet. We really can. There's not as many limits as the limits we put on ourselves. And trying to find out what our self limits are in the beginning and having that awareness is what's going to help us go above and beyond in reaching our goals. So one, find a mentor, find someone who broke that 4-minute mile for you. And two, start doing a deep dive and a self-analysis and try to figure out, where are you limiting yourself? How can you help yourself get past those limits? How can you build that confidence? And how can you build the self-trust, knowing that you're actually going to do what you tell yourself you're going to do?
That's so cool. I think what you're saying, you're actually showing with your life. I think you're doing exactly what you're telling everybody right now. You know, you're going after what you're passionate about. Your energy is all focused on what you're doing right now. So, you know, I have learned a lot from you just in the short time that I've been following you on social media. I will get to Thailand one day. It's beautiful. So what is Tiffany most excited about in the future, in the near future?
In the near future, two things I'm really excited about. One, I have a group coaching program coming out. I'm super excited about that. That's gonna be my signature program. And it's mostly geared towards anyone who's a remote worker or anyone who has an online business that they're focused on scaling. And it's about energy, managing your energy, managing your attention, and then managing your time. And it's really, I work a lot with entrepreneurs. I host entrepreneurship meetups over here. I'm not sure if you guys have seen my stories there, but I've really been looking where the gaps are, both in past corporate trainings and then also in entrepreneurship trainings. And there's a really big gap in managing your energy. So I'm really excited to be putting this out. And then I'll also be packaging that into a digital course, so it's way more accessible as well. And that'll be coming later on this year.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's super, super cool.
That's way cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were talking about, you know, finding somebody that, you know, that you, you know, you want to attack that goal or whatever, and they've already accomplished that thing. Is there one or two people that you've kind of maybe seen as being an inspiration to you and a mentor or whatever that you've kind of attached on to what they've kind of taught you? And you said, all right, I'm going to go and get a hold of that person, and I want them to teach me what they're doing and how they're successful.
Absolutely. So first I look up to Tony Robbins.
Oh yeah.
He shows what's possible with coaching, and there's so much more you can do beyond that. I mean, he built his business before social media was really big.
Yeah.
So now the possibilities are endless. More closer to home, there is a coach named Jennifer Grace from Miami. She really inspired me and showed me what's possible. And just the conversations I had with her were really life-changing. As far as mentorship goes, I'm focused on having coaches right now. Mentors are amazing, but when you have a coach, they're really fully dedicated and invested in you, and they hold you accountable, and they really do more deep coaching with you to get around your own limiting beliefs. So I prefer the coaching model to the mentor model. It's just what has worked out best for me. I'm working with a business coach right now, showing me LinkedIn and how to do launches on LinkedIn. Her name's Adrienne Weimer, and she's amazing. And I also worked with another coach at the end of last year named Magda Gee. She was also phenomenal, life-changing. So awesome. I always make sure I have a support team around me. Always looking forward, always looking ahead.
I think that's important. It's really important to not do things on our own. I think that's also can be a downfall, that we feel like we can do things on our own, and we're not here to do a lot of things on our own. I think that should be shared, and we should lift each other up when we need to and just help each other wherever we can. So Tiffany, I love your energy and your positive. You're awesome. You're so cool.
Thank you so much.
You are awesome. What kind of fun things do you do there in Thailand that you wouldn't necessarily do back at home, other than I saw you paddleboarding in the ocean, which.
Oh yeah. I go paddleboarding at least 4 or 5 days a week. And it's funny, I've been here at this apartment for more than a month now. I just found out a couple of days ago that if I just went a little bit further than I usually do, there's a whole coral reef right there.
Oh.
Like the most beautiful, I'll send you the videos when I want to
go. I want to see them.
Beautiful coral reef right out there. It's amazing what 15 minutes of paddleboarding will do for your mindset mentality in terms of just relaxing you. I do this. I do weight training, heavy weight training, 5 days a week. I host entrepreneurship meetups on the island for any of the online business owners around. Starting your own business can be very lonely, and I think there's definitely a gap there, especially when you're working online. So bringing the entrepreneurs together, which has been an amazing experience. You have business owners from all over the world that are all gathered on this little tropical island. It's really fun for me as well. And just hanging out with these amazing people I've met here, just people from all walks of life, big goals. It's such a strong community. That's really what I focus on. And the massages are pretty awesome.
Sounds so relaxing.
They're like $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, for that price, geez, that's pretty cheap. That's awesome. So Shane, did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask Tiffany?
I had in mind when you were saying that you paddleboard and then you just went a little bit further and you saw this coral reef that you never knew. I just had this, you know, I think, again, too often we don't push the limit a little bit more, and we miss those opportunities to see great things. And it's not just paddleboarding. I think it's just life in general that we hold ourselves back a little bit too much sometimes. And if we just, we've talked about taking the blinders off, because sometimes the opportunity's right by you, but you can't see it because you're looking straight. And if you just look sideways, you could see that coral reef that you can see. So I just had that thought I wanted to share.
Absolutely. It's definitely worth a life.
Yeah. Yep. So we Jason and I have come up with what we call the double down dose. You ready for this, Tiffany?
Sure. Let's do it.
So this is our two questions that we ask right at the very end of our show. And so the first question that we ask is, what is your definition of hope, or how would you define hope?
Hope is the knowing that there's more, and I say knowing very particularly. Hope is the knowing, that uttermost faith, that there's something else further away from you. There's something else in the future that's pulling you forward. And it's that knowing, because it's a belief. It's not just a thought. It's this, the very ingrained in you, no doubt about it, belief that you have something you're going towards.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I like that.
So the second part of double down dose is, this question kind of trips people up, but how would you define love?
You know, what's funny about the question? What's funny about the question is, when I first started backpacking years ago, I had a little interview book where I interviewed people in, I think, 15 countries, maybe 10 questions. And that's one of the questions I asked. And getting a little different answers is always so amazing.
Yep, it is.
Be more specific. Do you love in general, unconditional love, or are you talking about romantic love?
Whatever you want to, you know, we typically get answers more for the unconditional love, whatever came to mind.
Right. Unconditional love. You can see why this shows people up. Love is when you care about another more than you care about yourself. It's completely selfless, and it's comes from a place of, unconditional love. It comes from a place of kind of the universe's energy. It's not, it's beyond you. It's above you. It's deeper than you. It's just bringing the love from the universe and pouring it into someone else without expecting anything back.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. We love asking these questions because and you know this, right? Because you've asked these questions before, but the myriad of answers that you get from, you know, what may seem like a basic answer is not usually a basic or basic question. You get a basic answer. It's all across the board. And so we love asking those two questions. Tiffany, thank you so much for sharing with us some really cool, just nuggets of wisdom that you had. We're so glad that you took the time out of your morning, our evening, to get together and just chat for a little bit. And we're excited for what you have to come, and we're so grateful that you came on our show.
Thank you guys both so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you, Tiffany, again, so much. Keep that energy and positivity up.
Will do. I'll be sending you guys the video soon.
Awesome. And just before we let you go, how do people get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you or get a hold of you? How can they reach you?
Best way to find me is my website, coachtiffanytaylor.com. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram at Coach Tiffany Taylor.
Awesome. Thank you, Tiffany, for your time. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Talk soon, guys.
Okay. See ya.
See you.
This is Sprinkled with Hope. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend.
If you like our podcast, please give us a review or rating.